Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Don't Reject the Truth.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For St. John the Baptist came, neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came, eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. The event recounted for us today in the Gospel is very Jewish, for it contains several phrases or sayings that would have been very understandable to the people of Jesus' time. Jesus had been working great signs for the people, but the religious leaders were very obstinate and refusing to accept the legacy of truth from both John and Jesus. Jesus seems a bit exasperated and uses a tongue-in-cheek example when he says, "We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep." Jesus often praises children, or at least the childlike. But here, he is using the example of spoiled children that refuse to cooperate with others, no matter what they are offered. They refuse to be happy when there's a wedding or dance music is played. They refuse to be solemn or sad when a funeral dirge is played. So much like bad-tempered children, the religious leaders refused to accept the preaching of John, who was a serious ascetic. But they also resist Jesus, who acts normally. Nothing can please these leaders. John and Jesus are telling the people how to find the way to salvation. But God does not give us everything on a platter freely without our cooperation and responsibility. We have intellect and will. We seek the true, the good, and the beautiful. But so often, we flippantly ruin God's perfect plans for our happiness and bring great sadness to our lives and the lives of others. Jesus is highlighting this human perversity in which we contradict our own nature. As adults, we can be just as willful and ornery toward God as these spoiled children. Whatever God does for us is met with willful and childish discontent. God will not force us to be happy or to be saved or to spend eternity with Him in paradise. The way to salvation is not insisting upon our ideas and opinions, but to repent, to turn from our self-centeredness and turn to God. If God is the Creator and Savior, then He knows the entire plan of the universe. every creature in it. He knows what will bring us true fulfillment and meaning each moment, whether in joy and freedom or lockdown and depression. We all know people who are unhappy with their lives. Let us storm heaven for them, that their hearts may be open to accept the words of Jesus, the truth that will set them free. And let us break out of our own locked down hearts and embrace the love and freedom of our loving and merciful Savior. Amen.